what thus saith the Word of God. I've said it, and it's been said by these men. If God leads you and draws you out of there tonight, don't argue with Him. Just come. Just listen to the Spirit tonight. That's what's going to matter at the end of this.
Man can get over the hilltop. Just out of sight. Just barely out of sight for me. Thank the Lord it's that. It's that home eternal in heaven. Not made with hands. Praise the Lord for a home. In glory to that. Get me in God's house, ain't it? His house. Get aside the place here. It's out of the road to worship God in, and we've worshiped Him.
Yeah.
We've worshiped Him this last week, and we're going to continue to worship Him.
Yeah.
As the Lord leads and guides and directs, yeah. We need your help this evening. I guess it's probably about as heavy a load as ever been in my heart tonight.
Yeah.
How to do with that and what to do with it, I don't have that kind of wisdom. But I know that God's burdened our heart. Simple word, simple call from God's word tonight that He's burdened our heart. He's burdened our heart. Your burden.
Yeah.
Song that we used to sing along the journey, I'm bound to heaven. Oh, who will come and go with me? I am bound. Yeah, and I'm bound. I want everybody to come and go with me. That's why we preach. It ain't to be seen and be heard. Lord, help tonight. You only you. Being talking about Todd now, and him 51 years old. Lord help. If I could have 51 back, I just praise the Lord. I wouldn't ever think I'd be tired. I wouldn't. Oh, mercy, you don't know what tired is. And I praise the Lord tonight for eternal God. Eternal God. My dad, I think, maybe it's long about his 70th birthday. He's over there eating with him and cutting cake and whatever, and he was talking about being old and all this stuff. I said, "Well, Daddy, I ain't getting old." He said, "Oh, yeah, you are. You one day say you are. Well, I'm old tonight in the body, but I've got an eternal man on the other side. He ain't famished one bit in the world. He's just as young as he ever was and ever will be." You know? He ain't gonna grow old on the inside. He'll grow out old and outside, man. So I trust if you prayed earnestly today that God would just deliver up this service according to His divine counsel. I couldn't figure it out in a million worlds like this evening. Just what we need. You know, when you think about standing in this spot and you look at all of this host of people that's gathered here from the four winds, how would I know what you need? I couldn't know. I couldn't sit out there and write out me a big essay or whatever they just call them and come here and feed your soul, because I don't know what you need. But God does tonight. The Lord knows exactly what every one of us needs tonight. Lost or saved tonight, He knows what we need. And He's the only one that can direct that to us. So you pray tonight that God will just direct His word to the needs of this hour. He's an able God. Just look with us, if you would, at Matthew chapter 22. These words fell on our heart early this morning, and I just can't get away from them. Verse 1, he says, "And Jesus answered and spake unto them again by parables and said, The kingdom of heaven is likened to a certain king which made a marriage for his son. He sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Again he sent forth other servants, saying, tell them which are bidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fatlings are killed. All things are ready, come unto the marriage. And they made light of it and went their way, and one to his farm, another to his merchandise. And the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth, and he sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burned up their city. Then said he to his servants, the wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as ye shall find, bid to the marriage. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good. And the wedding was furnished with guests. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he saith unto him, friend, how camest thou in thither, or hither without a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then said the king to the servant, bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and wailing, and gnashing of teeth, for many are called, but few are chosen. Thank the Lord for the reading of that precious word one more time. Wasn't anything you had never heard, is it? Wasn't anything that we could call new tonight. It's as old as the gospel God is reading. And I'm grateful that God didn't call me to try to preach some new fangled thing. He just wanted us to preach the simple gospel that people could be saved by it, understand it tonight, and be saved by it. That's all I'm interested in this evening. There ain't another interest that I have in this world other than the souls of men. And I've pastored it where I'm at. I'll be 38 years in October, and my chiefest concern, and there's a whole bunch of them sitting out here tonight, is that we may present them by this word to the Holy God.
Yeah.
You know, that'll be my joy, that'll be my crown in the day of God when I see them admitted in to heaven itself. That'll be when it'll be worth it all.
Yeah.
And that's our interest tonight. There's a whole lot of people, you know, this evening that don't even know whether or not they're saved in this hour. And Jesus said, for us to search these scriptures. For us to search them, all of us, not just me, but all of us to search these scriptures. For in them you think you have eternal life. This is the revealer.
Right.
This is a mirror tonight. This will tell you whether or not you are or not. That word, the word of God, search them. For in them you think you have eternal life.
Yeah.
And a lot of people just think they've got it.
Right.
Just think they've got eternal life. They're going on what they think. And I tell you now, they're the way of absolutely, utterly knowing.
Yeah, yeah.
Knowing whether or not you've got a wedding garment on or not. You can know that. Know that you're clothed with this evening. And that's our hope or aim. I don't have a word pinned down. I didn't 56 years ago.
Amen.
I don't have a note. I don't have nothing in there tonight. I just got Jesus to preach to you. And he's the author. And he's showing us the finish of our faith. Said in the Revelation, I am the first, and I'll be the last. Praise God, he will. Thank the Lord, if there's anybody that could have been before, and we'd have doubts about what we believe in. If there's anything going to come after him, we wouldn't know what we got now, for sure.
Right.
There ain't going to be nothing. It wasn't nothing come before him. Ain't nothing going to come after him. So tonight it's in him.
Amen.
That we live, we move, and we have a being. That's both naturally and spiritually.
Yeah.
I live tonight, he said, because I live, you shall live also. So that's a fact of the matter. In this scripture this evening, Jesus is getting close by Matthew's accounting of the sayings and the doings of Christ, he's getting close to coming down to the moment he's going to pay the supreme price. And he was interested in getting people halfway to understand what he is about. And tonight, that's what I'm interested in, is get people halfway to understand what we're talking about in this world. And he taught them a lot of things by earthly things of the heavenly things.
Yeah.
And he said, if you don't understand the things earthly, how can you understand the things that are heavenly? You can't.
Yeah.
You can't. Now, you ain't going to understand spiritual things if you don't understand natural things.
Yeah.
So tonight, it's just there for us to analyze and to think on. In the foregoing of these verses tonight, of what's on our heart, Christ is talking about Israel over there. How had come to them and bid them to come under the marriage in this world. And they wouldn't come.
Yeah.
They wouldn't come. You know, it's a sad thing tonight, even me to think about contemplating my mind and pondering my heart in this world, the Son of Almighty God in person of the flesh in this world, a brother doing his best to instruct people and to let them know that I am he.
Yeah.
I am he. I that speaketh am he. You know, tonight and to think that they refused him.
Oh.
And that just runs chills all over me tonight to think about his own. He said, I come to my own, but my own received me not. But as to many as would, he said, I give power to become the sons of God.
Yeah.
That's an issue tonight. As to many as will, he'll give us power even in this day to become one of the sons of God tonight. As many as will. But they would not. I was thinking this afternoon on the message Johnson preached to you the other night. And you know, he said, how oft would I give you? How many times would I give you? And you would not. And you would not. Ain't that a shame?
Yeah.
How many times the Lord Jesus come to his very own? His very own race of people.
Yes.
Brother, commissioned them, begged them, pleaded with them, showed them every miracle and other heavens that could be brought forth in this world. He had blind people that had been blind from birth.
Yeah.
You know, there's all kinds of things in this world that you couldn't even imagine ever being made better. The dear hearts tonight, the Son of God made a difference in them, and they still would not.
Yeah.
That's a shame. How oft would I give you as a hen would have gathered you, as a hen would have gathered her chicks under her wings, and you would not. That's a shame tonight, this revival, how this is going in the second week of it tonight. How oft? Even 7 nights of this went by, and two morning services. Brother, and how oft would God have gathered you?
Yeah.
How oft would the Son of God have brought you? How many times, Brother, during these services, would the Holy Ghost prod your heart and plead with your life in this world? And you have not.
Yeah.
And you have not. But you know what? The rest of that story is this, he said, but behold now, your house is left unto you desolate. Good Lord, the mighty people tonight, listen to that. If God ever takes his flight from you, that blessed spirit ever stops knocking on your door, you ain't never been as desolated in all of your life. That'll never in this world be able to be even summed up in any kind of language in this world. What a mess that you find yourself in. When Christ says, behold now, your house is left unto you desolate.
Desolate.
Not many days hence after that, the Jews didn't believe that. He told them, said, tear this temple down. I'll build it in 3 days.
Yeah.
Oh, they said this was in years and years of building. What kind of a man is this? They didn't know he was talking about the Son of Almighty God.
Yeah.
He was talking about the spiritual building.
Yeah.
But you hear this. I believe every bit and brain tonight how that Jesus Christ could have built Solomon's temple back in the
day.
That'd have been no problem. He could speak this world into existence.
Amen.
And tonight that'd have been no problem if people were building it into existence.
Amen.
But
Oh, how they doubt it. Oh, how we doubt tonight, yes, God. How we doubt the power of His Word. How we doubt this evening. And that this Word is so this evening. Yes. And I'm here to tell you tonight how when he says, behold, brother, you'll sit up and listen in.
Yeah.
You'll sit up and listen in. That behold, yeah, I will come bringing home to you. That spirit touches flight. I, preacher, I don't believe that. Well, the Word of God says tonight that my spirit, God's spirit, will not always strive with man.
Yeah.
This is dangerous tonight, and it'll load my soul like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
Whether I have the strength to deliver this or not, if I pass out of here tonight, you just call Dale Gross and tell him to come and get me. I'm just exactly where I wanted to be.
Yeah.
You carry on. You carry on tonight. Brother, the hope that's in my soul is tonight that if somebody realized you cannot push God to the limit. You can't push the Holy Ghost to the limit. And brother, somewhere out there, he'll say, behold, your house is left unto you desolate. This door can be shut.
Yes, it can.
And it says, and no man can open it. My grandfather long years ago, they called on him, and they come to a lost man's house, he's a dying, and they thought maybe that Ever Sprinkle could get a hold of God and help that old man to get saved in his last hours on this earth. And my granddaddy said when he got out of his vehicle in that man's yard, that old man was screaming in there at the top of his voice, hell is my home, hell is my doom. He went on in there and tried to talk. He said he never had prayed more than the cold brick wall in all his life. He left that house and that old man crying, hell is my doom. Brother, I believe in this.
Yeah.
I believe that there's a line out there drawn somewhere that you will not pass by. And you best not get to that line to start with.
Amen.
The best thing in the world that we do in these kinds of times is to heed the call.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
All right, them Jews didn't believe that. And it wasn't many days hence, according to what we read in here tonight, till God sent an army.
Yeah.
Brother, operated by Caesar. And he brought that place completely to desolation.
Yes.
Burned that house, burned that city, killed them. He said there's never been a war like that before, and there won't be one after it. You hear me tonight? God, don't play with us forever.
Amen.
God, don't deal with us forever.
Amen.
And it's my mission tonight, and brother, just as somber and sincere as I can make this known to your very spirit, and brother, to make this very issue plain as the nose is on your face.
Amen.
God, don't mess with us. You don't tinker with God.
Amen.
Brother, He's the Almighty. He's the one that can do everything that He ever said.
Yes,
there's been a lot of brides that I've made in this life that I couldn't fulfill.
Yeah.
Right. I couldn't make the grave. And anything that He said in that book tonight, He will stand by.
Amen.
It will be held up.
Yes.
It will be accomplished.
Amen.
So tonight, I hope to pray to God that the fear of heaven will fall on somebody's heart here tonight and cry out, oh God, God, surely I ain't went too far. Listen to me. Pray tonight to God. I would deliver this to the heart that needs to be delivered. God wasn't there. God wasn't done. You know what? He's looking way down to this very night tonight.
Yeah.
There's somebody that would.
Yeah.
There's somebody that would, and He sent other messages to bid them to come to the supper, come to the wedding feast. There's a feast tonight. Oh, there's a lot of people waiting and thinking and longing. And brother, to eat a wedding feast, peace would die. I'm here to tell you tonight, I've done
eat. Amen.
I've done been to the marriage.
Yes.
I've done been to the marriage. I'm married to the Lord Christ Jesus.
Yes.
I've done attended the wedding feast.
Yes.
Oh, that's to come. You just have it however you want it. I've been eating a long time.
Yes.
I've been feasting up on it a long time.
Yes.
I tell you one thing, God, it's a pleasant place. Thank God for the bidding to the wind, please. I got ready to come to the wind, please. Oh, unto God, and now we bow in no flesh and altar, and there surrendered our life unto the Lord Jesus Christ, and He put a robe. Oh, unto God, tonight a robe. It's a robe of righteousness tonight, yeah. That I have obtained, and has been imputed unto me for righteousness of sake, all because I believed in the finished work of Calvary. Yeah. That night it is settled down in my soul, and I'm clothed in likeness. Yeah. I look like Him on the inside, yeah. And I hope a whole lot, yeah, like Him on the outside. Glory, yeah, to God tonight, that's who He is. Thank God for the wedding tonight. Thank God for the invitation. I didn't come to the wedding. Well, it goes on here and talks about coming in to look at them after he sent out messenger after messenger, bidding them how to come. And at last, story short, that feast got furnished with guests, both good and bad. But they all gathered in. He come in. He looked them over. And He's the only one that can do that.
Yeah.
He's the only one that can do it tonight.
Yes,
I can't look in the heart in this house, but He can.
Yes,
He
amen.
Is.
Yes,
He is right now looking into that heart.
Yes.
He knows whether or not you have a wedding going on this evening.
Yes.
He knows.
Yes.
Get it on or be clothed in His righteousness. There sat one in all that wedding feast that didn't have one on. Didn't have one on. And what did He say? He didn't bless him out. And I'm not blessing you out. Now, whoever you might be here this evening, and they don't have on a wedding on it, I'm going to say the same thing the Lord said. Friend, why? Friend, why? Have you not got a wedding garment on? Why don't you have it on? What's the reason that you don't have one on? You've been bid, you've been invited just like everybody else in this house. You've been invited to the same gospel, the same word. Oh, and God, what message how this young man has preached to us this week. Bless the God of heaven's name. Ain't a pure gospel tonight that can save unto the uttermost if it's heeded. If it's heeded. This man was speechless. Brother, you're speechless tonight. I went time in and time again had the petition being offered and you would not. You'll be found speechless. You'll not have no comeback. Oh, goodness alive, you wouldn't believe the excuses that's been put up to me through my lifetime.
Yeah.
For everyone as frivolous as they can be in this world.
Yeah.
Not a one of them makes a lick of sense.
Yeah.
Not one lick of sense. Why would anybody go through this life, entire lifetime this world, knowing that death was a coming?
Yeah.
It's imminent. Ain't nobody ever escaped death.
Right.
Everybody, including the Son of God, died that we might live.
Amen.
You gotta die.
Yes.
You've gotta die and you're going to die.
Yes.
Here tonight, brother, we hear another old prophet come to a man's house one day to a king. And he said, set your house in order. You're gonna die and not live.
Yes.
Unto God tonight, I'm here to say that same thing.
Yes.
Set your house in order, for you're gonna die and not live. You're not going to live forever here, but just as soon as you do die, you've got to face the fierce wrath of an almighty God.
Yes, amen.
Unto the Lord tonight, this is the truth. This is the Son of God. That's red letters, and I read in your hearing tonight. It's the Son of God, the Word.
Yes.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and it was God. That's Him speaking.
Yes.
That's Him saying, it ain't general tonight. I'm trying to tell you one thing in this life.
Yes.
But I'm here just to repeat what the Son of God said.
Yes.
Oh, friend, why have you not got a wedding going on? After all this pleading, all this saying, All them prayers just echoed out of that prayer room back there for you.
Yeah.
Hey, sons and daughters just praying for your life.
Yeah.
Your children. At a time back there in the years that parents prayed for the children.
Yeah.
Now children had to pray for mom and dad.
Yeah.
They get saved.
Oh, yeah.
They get saved. How pitiful is that?
Yeah.
Why would we resist all of that?
Yeah.
Heard my daddy preach a message. My little old boy, 7 stomachs, boxed to hell. Oh, Lord, the thing that people stumbles over the top of and still yet topples off into hell.
Yeah.
Oh, unto God tonight, there's been stumbling blocks placed in our pathway to keep us from stumbling into hell. Rather than roadblocks put out in front of us like a roadblock.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been to people's houses. Old boy sat back down on the back seat, something here the other night. I'd go to his mom and dad's house. He'd head out the back door. I'd see him go around the side of the cow pastorio up yonder. And Jimmy'd say, yonder go Tweed.
Yeah.
Yonder go Tweed. I'd come to see Tweed more than I'd come to see them. Get him gone.
Yeah.
Run, he'd just get hard as he can run. But bless the Lord Almighty's
hand.
One day, I didn't have to go to his house, but he'd come to mine.
Yeah.
Oh, praise God tonight for that glorious evening.
Yeah.
Hey, dear hearts tonight, God can do a work in our heart and lives tonight that's eternally done, forever finished. Oh, unto God tonight we get here. How to do everything that raised in our feeble way. I'd rather keep somebody out of hell, out of the eternal hell tonight. We don't want you to die at the end of the journey and topple off into the region of the damned, because that's exactly what Christ said would happen to this man. He sent his servants for whatever that means. And sometimes you read over 1,000 times and then you start wondering. He sent his servants to bind him hand and foot.
He
and I said the other night, you think about being bound.
Oh, yeah.
Hand and foot. Can't move.
Yeah.
Brother, and cast down into eternal darkness. First tonight, folks, I can't imagine that. I just cannot fathom being bound. It just kills me to be bound tonight. I've got to move, don't you?
Yeah.
I've got to move just once in a while. It don't make no difference what's going on in this feeble body. I've got to move.
Yeah.
I've got to turn over. But bound.
Yeah.
Bound. When God binds, you're bound.
That's right.
Year round, forever and ever, for the worm dieth not. The worm dieth not, that soul will never get through dying. It's eternal death tonight, but you'll die, and you'll die, and you'll die, and you'll never get dead. It's eternal death. As we have received eternal life, I'm going to live, and I'm going to live, and I'm going to live, and eternally live. Brother, in that mansion on the hilltop, just as sure as I stand with you there tonight, I'll be in heaven.
Amen.
As sure as there's a heaven tonight, I'll be there.
Amen.
I'll be there, and I'll be in the presence of the one who did to come.
Yes.
Who did to come.
Yeah.
I'm telling you now, people don't think there's a hell. They don't think it's a real hell tonight. They don't think it's a burning hell. When I first started preaching, boys, I was young like you were, and a whole lot younger than you are yet tonight. When we started preaching, mother, I wanted God to help me. I don't want people to flee the wrath to come.
Yeah.
Oh, it was in my heart then. It's in my heart tonight.
Yeah.
But I want to cause people to flee the wrath to come.
Yeah.
I began to pray from that 2 years in. I was trying to carry this gospel. God, I want to know this thing in reality. I want to believe this in reality. Not just preach about hell. But God, I want to preach hell.
Yeah.
I want to preach it. God, give me a vision.
Bless
give me an open vision of this. I crawl around in my altar praying in altars at church. God, give me a vision. Lord, I want a vision of hell.
God.
How long I've prayed for that, I don't even know. And I prayed and I prayed because this thing needs to be preached.
Yeah.
To the authority, it needs to be preached tonight in the purity of it,
yeah,
the eternal truth of it tonight. And I don't want you to know.
See,
I said, God, uncap it. Just let me hear the screams out of the endless hell.
Have
them make it more of a reality in my soul. How to preach in a dying world. God, let me hear it. It went on like that with the pastor in Madison County. Story short, we got a whole bunch of us together. One day, Bill and William, and went down to the river. Have a picnic and just enjoying each other's fellowship. My son was about 4 or 5 years old at that time, running around. I just had myself a big time. We had a campfire down there all day, just roasting marshmallows and hot dogs, just enjoying each other's company. We got down toward evening time. We got ready and packed up. Notice time how we had to get up out of there and get back to the house. That fire had burned down. It wasn't nothing but red coals. My little boy stumbled around there and caught his toe over a root, down in there he went. Both hands right into them embers. I reached and grabbed him and jerked him up out there as quick as I could, and the meat was a rolling up in his finger. Little old hands, I can see them yet. And this, he screamed. You never heard such screaming in your life. I've heard lots of screaming since then, but nothing compared to that. Yeah. If people come a quarter of a mile away, they said, we know something happened. Yeah. Got down there, and they looked at that, and here we was, miles away from any hell.
Yeah.
Oh, if we're down in there on Dover Ranch, down there on Sandy Bottom, if any of you ever been down there, you just take it easy to get down in there. And there we were. Somebody went up there to spring, got a gallon of water, and I cut the top out of that bucket, and I'd take the old Chuck's hands and I'd stick them both down in there till they start warming up in that cold water. He said, it's a burning, Daddy, it's a burning, it's a burning. It's a burning, Daddy, it's a burning. So we started toward the woman out there to the doctor's office. And he looked at me in his brown eye, and then the old tears are pouring off his face. He said, Daddy, it's a burning, it's a burning, burning, burning. Brother God said, there's your vision.
Yeah.
There's your vision you've been asking for.
Yeah.
What a price my son had to pay. How did I find out from the really living reality of a burning hell?
Listen,
of a burning hell, people. It's a burning, burning, burning tonight.
Yeah.
And earthquake's burning.
Yeah.
Oh, what a job to see him. But they finally got him in the hospital. They said he's got at least 3rd-degree burns. 3 straight weeks. We took him away. Your old hands bound up. And they took a pair of scissors and cut the old pond of water out and hang it down under both hands. He sat there all that summer in them middens. Other than the night that it actually happened, we got him home. He lay there and he's unconsciously being pain-filled and he just bundled. That's where your soul will be.
Yeah.
That's where your soul will be.
Yeah.
And there ain't no drop of water to cool that.
Yeah.
Not even take the edge off of it. Brother, you'll be there in the region of the damned.
Yeah.
Not in a party. But brother, in an eternal burning hell.
Yeah,
you'll lift your eyes across that gulf. And you'll see the saints of God a-shouting all over eternal glory. You can't go to them and they can't come to you.
Yeah.
You're lost, ruined, and damned in hell. Kind of scares, whatever you want to call it. You better get scared.
Yeah.
You better get scared. This is real.
Yeah.
This is a fact of the matter tonight. It's a burning, Daddy. It's a burning, burning, burning. Oh, and the God, I can hear that this evening. And it's still going to run chills all over me tonight.
Yeah.
It's a burning hell.
Yeah.
morning tonight, would you not have a wedding going on this evening? Why? Does that make any kind of sense? Well, I saw an old hypocrite one day. Is that hypocrite going to do any good for you when you're burning? That preacher that does whatever he done had no business of doing it, but is that going to help you when you're burning? Are you going to let somebody in this world that you're looking at tonight keep you out of heaven? And have to spend an endless eternity in a burning hell. Be lost sight of this. Be preached real good. That sermon in this world, I'm trying to pat people on the back. You're all right. You ain't all right if you ain't got it on at all.
Amen.
You're right. You're right. Let me tell you, you're not all right.
Amen.
You don't have that wedding going on to see me, you're lost.
Amen.
You don't have it going on to meet Him in purity and holiness tonight. You're lost.
Amen.
Whatever kind of excuse you put up, yes, up until now, it's fruitless.
Yeah.
And could I just say it real frankly? You're just plain stupid.
Yeah.
That ain't trying to be smart.
No, sir.
Lord have tonight, this is, we're talking about a forever thing.
Yeah.
We're talking about eternity tonight, people.
Yeah.
We ain't talking about a little trip to the hospital and come back home and get better.
Yeah.
Brother, this is talking about being bound and tossed out into outer darkness where there ain't nothing but wailing, weeping. Oh, I wish I could grit my teeth tonight. Just a tenth of what them poor people are doing.
Yeah.
It's already there.
Yeah.
Jesus said in his day on this earth, there was.
Yeah.
There was a certain rich man.
Yeah.
There was a beggar. Both of them died the same night. But brother, that rich man lifted his eyes out of hell.
Yeah.
Being in total end. So Lazarus, poor wretched beggar in this world.
Yeah.
Angels come to him. Pouring away home on their pigeons, the eternal Lord. That heaven itself. What a difference if this man died and was buried and lifted his eyes in hell.
Yeah.
No fanfare. What did his riches do then? What good is all them excuses he could have for passing my poor Lazarus and making his crimes? And his gate every day, what good are them excuses doing then?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to put it off in some other convenient time. Old Griffin said the same thing to Paul.
Yeah.
He feared and he trembled. Hey, some of you, I believe that everything in me is, has had to fear this last week and even tonight.
Yeah.
You've had to tremble, but you're trying to say it as the devil would push you right up in your heart, right up in your mind's thinking, I'll put it on just like a gripper did that some other community does.
Yeah.
And hell, a gripper lifted his eyes. Another one of them said, almost. Almost you persuade me to be a Christian.
Yeah.
God help tonight, amen. You know, she wouldn't know how much I'd like to persuade you to be a Christian tonight.
Yeah.
To be a child of God. To be saved by his eternal grace.
Yeah.
Oh, tonight for that garment to be placed on your shoulder.
Yeah.
How much I desire that to save you. But they want and desire it more than I do.
Yeah.
Hey, down on that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundant.
Amen.
He didn't die, brother, for a halfway job. Brother, he died, and I could have an abundant life, and I'm going to have an abundant life in the Lord Jesus Christ tonight.
Amen.
Tonight.
Amen.
Oh, how God dealt with me this evening. And the devil said, you ain't even able to go, much less preach. I know that. I know that. He didn't have to tell me something I didn't know. I knew that. Brother, I'm here a under the help of the one that formed me in my mother's womb. One that created me in His image. If He wanted me to preach, I'll preach. If He don't, it don't matter how able-bodied. If I had this young man's body, I couldn't preach. But He didn't want me to preach. Whatever the cost is to me, it don't matter tonight. I'm spent. And I will spend. In this hour in which we're living right now. It don't matter. It's just a hole. Calvary. Yeah. Brother, come down into somebody else's soul.
Yeah.
Boy, you talk about reviving me again. That set me afire fresh tonight by the eternal Spirit of God that we can just rejoice in from on now and forever.
Yeah.
And the song says, I will must stroll all over heaven with you someday.
Amen.
Just let me look at that one. I want to stroll all over heaven with you someday.
Yeah.
I'm going to stroll all over heaven someday with you that are clothed in that beautiful garment. Why would you die? Why would you want to scream in the middle of the stairs? Does that make sense? That don't make no sense, people. If there's a fire starting in here tonight, you'd be the first one out of here. You know how painful that fire is.
Yeah.
It's one of the most painful things. You just barely get your little flame burnt just a little bit, just a tiny flame, and it'll burn half a day. Oh, and I'll bother you half a day, and the rest of your whole body, brother, has escaped that. But that one spark will drive you nuts.
Yeah.
A burning.
Yeah.
You think about that whole body and soul.
Yeah.
Engulfed in flames and never get through burning. Burn, 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 burn. Oh, brother, burn and keep on burning. Unto the Lord tonight, He made a way of escape.
Yeah,
the Lord Jesus Christ didn't give up, but that much English refused Him and rejected Him, but He just turned to somebody else.
Yes.
That would, as many as would,
yeah,
He has given us power to become the sons of God tonight.
Yeah.
We're the children of the Most High God, all because He's given us power. Not because tonight that we're anything. Not because we're any better than anybody else in this world. It's just because we wanted to believe and did believe He had given us power to become one of the sons of God.
Yes.
The child of the Most High God.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, help us tonight. Oh, Lord, help me. God understands my aching heart tonight for you. I heard you people make these requests of prayer all week long for my boy, for my child, my son, my children. My grandmother that's 90 years old and has never been saved. For my daddy-in-law that ain't saved. I've heard you. Well, that's the reason why God's burned us.
Yeah.
How in the name of God can we go any other direction? This ain't time to preach on a withered hand.
Yeah.
This ain't time to preach about blind Bartimaeus.
Yeah.
Well, this is time to preach on an eternal burning hell.
Yeah.
Well, that people might escape that tonight through the shed blood of a darned Son of God.
Yeah.
He died, but we didn't have to go to that awful place. Blessed and holy is He that had part in the first resurrection on such that second death.
Amen.
And got no part.
Amen.
Oh, I took part about 73 years ago in the first resurrection.
Amen.
I've had a part in it, people, for 73 years. And whenever that second death comes along to kill this body, he ain't got no part with me.
Yeah.
I'm going to live. Whatever big cancer gets a hold of me.
Yeah.
Whatever big heart attack takes place, I'm going to live.
Yeah.
Because that body back out of the ground. Brother, it's a resurrection. It ain't what we lost. Because His blessed Spirit lived in here. Lived in here. This is going to burn out. By the end of the world, He's going to raise up a brand new one.
Yes, amen.
We shall be changed.
Yes.
We shall be changed.
Amen.
This bowed body that you're looking at, it's going to be changed.
Yes.
In a moment. In a twinkling of an eye.
Yes.
Glory to God, how quick God is.
Amen.
He's going to change this. Yeah. To look just like His Son's body.
Amen.
Yeah.
You're saying the Lord. But I bet you I'm going to know Him when He makes His appearance.
Yeah.
He don't yet appear what we're going to be like. But we know this. Hallelujah. Yeah. Man, we know this tonight. We shall see Him for who He is.
Yeah.
For who He is. And when we see Him for who He is, I'll be just like Him.
Yeah.
I'll be just exactly like Him.
Church and one tomorrow gonna praise it like it. You'll know me by the smiles that I wear.
Bless the Lord. We ain't gonna be over in these kind of body features.
Yeah.
I'm gonna look like Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm gonna look like the Lord when He rises.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be changed to look like the Lord Jesus. I got a mom and dad and a son up there tonight and some in-laws, but their heart ain't going up there with Him for them. I miss my boy tonight. I'd give anything in the world if he was sitting here just to look at him one more time. But I get to heaven, I ain't gonna be with him. In the crowd over there one day, about the fifth chapter of Revelation, you'll find it said, how when the Lamb got home, got back into the glory itself, they folded their wings, they bowed before the four and 20 elders who bowed, and yea, before the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and they cried, worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb, and if not worthy is the Lamb tonight, and it should have been a sacrifice,
Bless
God. God, did I ever anticipate it? Yeah. I left and left. I don't know if he ever got really saved or not. Somebody told me he done something a little later. I hope he did. Yeah. I hope that door didn't get shut in his face that night. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Lord, when you get to a place like this, you just like to come back there and get a hold of somebody and just drag them. Hold time and drag them down the altar and beat this salvation into them. But you can't. You can't. You gotta come to the water. You gotta come. Isaiah said in the 55th of Isaiah, ho! Give me your attention, everyone at thirst. Let him come and drink of this. Brother, buy himself some wine and milk. Yea, without money, without price. Amen. The Lord tonight, this is a free gift from heaven itself. The Son of God was a free gift. He said, I lay my life down. No man take it from me, but I lay it down. Amen. He laid it down that we might put on the wedding garment.
Amen.
Is that enough? Is that enough?
Again, we hear. See that? That's what you want. Ten million years. One little drop. You think there'd be an ocean of water in that place? Just that one little drop. They're cool, not a parking time. I don't know what to do.
God said to Isaiah, 5th chapter, I guess it is of Isaiah, what more have I done to my vineyard than I've not done? What more could possibly have been said tonight that's not been said to help you to escape the damnation of hell? Is there anything else that could have been said? Only I hope you can bring us a song here. I know you don't have to have no song. I've seen people run before I ever got done preaching. Bust the altar open, screaming, crying. Brother, for God to save them. But a lot of times it's just, if somebody's a little bit timid or backward, they just say, oh, if they just sing a song or something to take the attention off of me, maybe I could come. Maybe that'll help you. That'll help you tonight. We want to sing a song. Take that opportunity and listen to the altar call song. A lot of times we sing just as I am. That's all it takes. Just like we are. We're acceptable unto God just like we are. If we're coming by an obedience to the call, we're acceptable. But while you're resting your seats again tonight, let's ponder this. Let's answer the call. Let's come to the knowledge of the truth tonight. For yourself and not another.
5:18.
Listen to this. Whoever you might be, I don't know you tonight. I don't know one of you harder from the other. It's in my people.
Hear the blessed Savior calling me your friends. Oh, you heavy laden, come to me and rest.
Come and rest.
Come no longer tarry.
Oh, God, no.
Take my yoke upon you.
out of mind. Come on to Jesus tonight.
Are you disappointed in walking here and there, dragging chairs of doubt,
dragging them,
loaded down with care?
Lord, have mercy, get free.
Do not always feel struggle in your friends. Bring your cares to Jesus. He will give you rest.
He'll give it to me.
Since you've been preaching, I thought there was going to be a last chance to
it. Yeah.
That last opportunity is going to come somebody's way. You mentioned that scripture said that my spirit is not always striving.
Man.
He's going to call you. He's going to give you. He's going to give every man, woman, boy, and girl an opportunity to salvation. I believe that. If I didn't believe that, I wouldn't be here. I believe it with all my soul. There's going to come a point when it's your last time.
Yeah.
It's your last opportunity.
Absolutely. Happen.
We better be careful what we do. He said, you blaspheme against that Holy Ghost, you put yourself in danger of damnation of hell.
Yeah.
You don't have that wedding garment on, you're going to hell.
Yeah.
You're not born again, you ain't got the blood applied, you're going to hell. It don't get no plainer than what God has sent our way. No plainer than that. Better listen to what God's got for you here tonight.
God bless them.
Thank you.